Thank you for giving me the floor. Mr. President, it is my pleasure to attend this meeting as my first activity as permanent representative of DPRK to UN Office and other international organizations in Geneva. Let me start by congratulating you, Mr. President, on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament, and I wish you every success. It is common aspiration of the people throughout the world to live in peace and stability, and therefore, disarmament is of utmost importance in building such a peaceful world. However, it is regrettable that the Conference on Disarmament is at long-standing stalemate with no tangible result, contrary to expectations of international community. The basic reason lies to persistent manipulation of the Conference on Disarmament by some big powers according to their own interest without clear commitment to disarmament. It is hard to imagine any substantive progress in the work of Conference on Disarmament unless such behaviors of double standards is completely removed. Whether or not we achieve nuclear disarmament depends largely on political determination and will on the part of big powers that maintains largest nuclear stockpiles. However, recent global development demonstrated that nuclear powers compete each other in qualitative improvement of nuclear weapons based on their own strategic interest. Mr. President, the Korean Peninsula remains the world's biggest hotspot with a constant danger of war hangover. In particular, nuclear threats blackmail towards DPRK for more than half a century, posed by the world's largest nuclear weapon state, infringe upon the right to life and existence of the Korean people and impede their peaceful development. The large-scale joint military exercise conducted at the doorstep of the DPRK under the pretext of annual event seriously undermine peace and security on the Korean Peninsula as well as the region. It is the legitimate self-defense right of the sovereign state to possess strong deterrence to cope with such threat by hostile forces aiming at overthrowing the state and the social system. The various test fires conducted by DPRK for building up self-defense capabilities are, with no exception, self-defensive measures to protect national sovereignty and the safety of people against direct threat by hostile forces, and no one can argue about this legitimate right. The successful test launch of medium to long range missile on February 12 is a part of self-defense measures. In this respect, my delegation strongly rejects the latest statement of UN Security Council and all UN resolutions against my country. In order to remove danger of war and preserve permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula, the root cause of escalation of tension, such as hostile policy, nuclear threat, blackmail, and joint military exercise targeting DPRK, should come to an end once and for all. Mr. President, total elimination of nuclear weapons and global denuclearization are a common goal of humankind, and at the same time is the constant stand of the DPRK. The DPRK supports global efforts towards nuclear disarmament and complete abolition of nuclear weapons, and will play a responsible role to contribute to achieving global denuclearization. I would like to take this opportunity to renew our full cooperation in bringing about substantive outcome of CD this year. Thank you.